Welcome to MarketSnap SWOT analysis for OceanFirst Financial Corp, also known by its ticker, OCFC. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth through smart stock picks, you're in the right place. Today, we're diving deep into this regional banking player to uncover what makes it tick, where it shines, and where it might stumble. So grab a coffee, let's break it down together, and figure out if this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio. First, let's get a quick lay of the land. OceanFirst Financial Corp operates in the banking industry, nestled within the broader financial services sector. Based in the U.S., they're a regional bank focused on providing commercial and consumer banking services, primarily in markets like New Jersey and surrounding areas. With a decent market cap and a solid employee base, they've carved out a niche in community banking, offering everything from loans to deposit accounts. They're not a household name like some of the big Wall Street giants, but for investors eyeing regional banks, they're definitely on the radar. Now let's touch on some recent performance and news to set the stage. Looking at their stock performance over various timeframes, there's a mixed bag of results. Short-term trends show some volatility, with the past month and 3 months reflecting ups and downs that mirror broader sector challenges. Longer term, over the past year and 5 years, the performance paints a picture of resilience but not exactly explosive growth compared to some peers in the financial sector. On the news front, there's chatter about their strategic moves and operational updates, which we'll dig into as we go. But the real meat of today's discussion comes from their latest Q2 2025 earnings call, which dropped some critical insights into where they're headed. So, let's roll up our sleeves and get into the SWOT analysis to see what's driving OceanFirst and what could shape its future. Strengths: solid financial performance in key areas. One of the standout points from the Q2 2025 earnings call is their focus on maintaining strong asset quality. For a regional bank, keeping loan portfolios healthy is huge, especially in uncertain economic times. Their net income and operating income figures from recent income statements show they're generating consistent profits, which is a green flag for long-term investors looking for stability. Strategic balance sheet optimization. Management highlighted in the earnings call that they're actively optimizing their balance sheet to boost net interest income and margins. This isn't just talk. They're making moves to position themselves for better profitability down the line, which could translate into steady returns for shareholders. Attractive dividend yield. Their dividend yield, as per the latest metrics, is something to note. For income-focused investors in our audience, this could be a nice sweetener, providing a steady cash flow while holding the stock over the long haul. Strong regional presence. Operating in specific geographic markets gives OceanFirst a community edge. Their focus on areas like New Jersey means they can build deep relationships with local businesses and consumers, something bigger national banks often struggle with. This is reflected in their revenue breakdowns by region, showing a concentrated but loyal customer base. Weaknesses: underwhelming growth metrics. Let's be real, when I look at their revenue and net income growth over the past few years from the income statements, it's not setting the world on fire. Compared to some faster-growing peers in the financial sector, OceanFirst seems to be playing it safe, which might frustrate investors looking for aggressive expansion or market share gains. Debt levels raise an eyebrow. Their debt-to-equity ratio isn't catastrophic, but it's worth keeping an eye on. High leverage in banking can be a double-edged sword, especially if interest rates or economic conditions sour. For now, it's manageable, but it's a potential soft spot if not addressed. Limited geographic diversification. While their regional focus is a strength, it's also a limitation. Revenue by geographic segment shows heavy reliance on a narrow market. If local economies take a hit, OceanFirst could feel the pain more acutely than a more diversified bank. Valuation concerns. Peeking at their price-to-earnings ratio and forward PE estimates, the stock doesn't scream undervalued right now. It's not wildly overpriced either, but for value hunters, there might be better bargains elsewhere in the sector based on these multiples. Opportunities: capitalizing on digital banking trends. The Q2 2025 earnings call mentioned investments in technology and infrastructure. If OceanFirst can nail the digital banking game, think seamless mobile apps and online services, they could attract younger clients and boost efficiency. This is a massive opportunity in an industry where tech is rapidly changing customer expectations. Potential for margin expansion. With their focus on balance sheet optimization, there's room to improve net interest margins, especially if interest rates stabilize or trend favorably. This could be a key driver of profitability in the medium to long term, making the stock more attractive. M&A possibilities. Regional banks like OceanFirst are often players in the consolidation game. While there's no specific news on this front, their size and market position make them a potential acquirer or even a target. For long-term investors, this could mean a nice pop if a deal materializes down the road. Sector tailwinds. The financial sector's performance metrics show some positive momentum over longer timeframes. If OceanFirst can ride these broader trends, say through increased lending activity or fee income, they could see a nice lift without reinventing the wheel. Threats. Economic sensitivity. Banks, even regional ones, are tied to the broader economy. If we see a slowdown or recession, loan defaults could spike, and asset quality, something they're proud of, could take a hit. This is a big external risk that's out of their control, but could dent performance. Interest rate volatility. Their earnings call touched on net interest income, which is super sensitive to rate changes. If the Fed keeps us guessing with erratic policy moves, OceanFirst might struggle to predict and manage margins effectively, impacting profitability. Competitive pressure. The banking space is crowded, with big national players, fintech disruptors, and other regionals all vying for the same customers. If OceanFirst doesn't keep pace with innovation or pricing, they risk losing market share, especially to tech-savvy competitors. Regulatory risks. Financials are always under the regulatory microscope. Any new rules or compliance costs could weigh on their bottom line. And while there's no specific news here, it's a constant shadow over the sector that long-term investors need to factor in. As we wrap up this deep dive, let's zoom out and think about what all this means for you as a long-term investor. OceanFirst Financial Corp has some solid foundations, decent financials, a focus on asset quality, and a nice dividend to boot. But they're not without their challenges. Growth isn't spectacular, and their reliance on a narrow market could be a vulnerability if things go south locally. On the flip side, opportunities like digital transformation and potential margin improvements could be game changers if executed well. The threats, like economic downturns and rate volatility, are real but not unique to them. Pretty much every bank faces these headwinds. So, what's the verdict? For a conservative, income-focused investor, OceanFirst might be worth a closer look, especially if you value stability and dividends over high-octane growth. But if you're chasing big gains, you might find their pace a bit slow. Keep an eye on how they roll out tech upgrades and manage their balance sheet in the coming quarters. Those will be key tells for their future trajectory. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT analysis on MarketSnap. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOTs on our platform. Drop your thoughts on OceanFirst in the comments. Do you see it as a steady hold, or are you looking elsewhere? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.